On this day, several hundred Washington schoolchildren go to class on the Anacostia River. They're greeted on a pier not far from the U.S. Capitol by U.S. Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell.
How many of you have ever been out on the Anacostia River before? Wow, you're regulars. Okay, well, this is my first time, so you're going to have to show me the ropes, okay?
The children take Jewel up on her offer and fan out across the pier, just steps from Washington's baseball stadium. While many have gone to a baseball game, fewer have boated or fished on the river. Some don life jackets for a boat ride with Jewel. Some model boats out of aluminum foil, talk to naturalists, or fish off the dock.
Hold it like that. See in between your fingers?
A lot of catfish are in bottom fishing, so you want to get it close to the bottom.
Catfish are bottom feeders waiting for worms. While it's fun to fish, these kids won't be taking their catch home. That's because the Anacostia is among the nation's most polluted waterways. A recent study finds that more than half of all bottom feeders have liver tumors. Another quarter have visible lesions. Dennis Chestnut grew up on the river. Now he runs Groundwork Anacostia River, D.C. The group links community development to the health of the waterway. He says the children here are learning valuable lessons.
It's an opportunity for these kids to see this trash. I'm quite sure that some will begin asking questions, which is another thing. Why is this trash here?
On another day, we meet Chestnut at Bladensburg Park, a less polluted stretch of the Anacostia, some 5 kilometers away. Lee Kane, our river guide, is with the Anacostia Watershed Society. He says silt from development clogged the waterway, and as the population grew, so did pollution.
There's over a million people that live in this little tiny watershed. It's about 176 square miles. And because there's so many people, there's so much impact.
Kane docks at Kenilworth Park, a former landfill that's now a grassy field. We follow Kane and Dennis Chestnut down a steep hill to a stream that feeds the Anacostia. Chestnut's group manages a litter trap in the stream. Kane goes knee-deep into the muck to help clean it up.
So 80% of the trash in the Anacostia is bottles,
yes, styrofoam, or plastic bags.
Man, if you had a bottle, people would be paying you to come down here and clean this up.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Kane loads trash bags with the bottles and throws balls lodged in the trap to Chestnut, who's standing on the bank talking to 18-year-old Trayvon Brox and 19-year-old Anthony Smith. They've come prospecting for jobs.
One of the things that this opportunity provides to guys like you who are young guys, have a whole lot of work time in front of you, this is a good, honest work. Does a great service, and you can, earn income.
Brox and Smith live nearby, but grew up largely ignoring the river. They're shocked by what they see.
This is my first time, like, really being up close, and that's a sticky situation down there.
To be honest, I never even knew it was a park back here. Never even knew about the river or anything, so.
We all need to come together, stand up, and keep our environment clean, because that's a safety hazard.
20,000 tons of trash are thrown into the Anacostia every year. It turns into a toxic brew, including sewage overflows and runoff from driveways, streets, and sidewalks. Chestnut says the litter traps he manages barely make a dent in the pollution. But he adds what they can do is get people like Brox and Smith to care enough to do something about it.
The goal is to get the river to the point where it's fishable and swimmable. What it's going to take is getting everyone engaged at whatever level they can become engaged, from the youngest to the oldest, to do their part.
The health of the Anacostia and rivers like it around the country and around the world depend on that commitment. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, on the Anacostia River in Bladensburg, Maryland.
What do you do with glass, bud?
Holding out the bottle to itself.
Okay.
So right now you can kind of just put it to the side. We'll get another bag.
Okay.